as they walked up into the hills, it began to snow heavily, and Abel said, "Let's turn back, Father, or we'll freeze to death here." But Adam said, "We won't freeze to death," and pressed on. Before long, they found fresh tracks in the snow, and Adam said, "Come, I'll show you how to outrun a hare, then you'll be warm." As they followed the trail, Adam explained what Abel was to do in the chase, and soon they came in sight of their quarry. Having heard the hunters approach, the hare was crouching motionless in the snow, where it was almost invisible. But when the hunters still came on and were only a few paces away, the hare sprang up and bolted forward. The hunters gave chase, but were quickly outdistanced until Adam shouted, "Now!" and veered to the left. Following his father's instructions, Abel veered to the right, but saying to himself, "We'll never outrun this hare." At the same moment, however, the hare turned right, directly into Abel's path, and the boy easily scooped it up on the run. Astonished, Abel asked his father how he'd known when the hare was going to turn aside in this way. "When you're chasing a hare, watch its ears," Adam replied. "Just before it turns, it will lay them back along its neck. This is your signal to veer to one side or the other. If you guess right, the hare will run straight into your hands. If you guess wrong, and it runs the other way, you only have to stalk it again and hope that your second guess is better."